Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Ain't no need to pay. We are.
Apologies. Let's go. What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? Welcome back to another splendiferous.
You know, Dave, that's a really good goddamn word.
Second half of No Need for Apologies. I'm the guy, Dave Temple.
I'm the great boy, Derek A.
And we're back with our two wonderful guests, Gio Perez and
very colorful guests.
And Karen Behan. Welcome back to the show, guys, man. Always fun hanging out with them. Make sure you go check them out. Karen's podcast or
this is a nice studio.
Yeah, man. You know.
I like it's like big feeling, spacious.
Right.
Airy.
And get the we table moved up. From in front of us. Yeah, we the only ones that like to use it.
Table?
No, this studio.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah, everyone else is fat and they don't want to show their body.
I'm cool with it.
I did something with like Norton and his lovely new wife in this studio.
Actually. Oh, yeah, yeah.
They love their bodies.
Yeah, I was gonna say well, Godfrey
she's
too
she's
is
like
in here.
Thin and lean and everything.
She's so cool looking.
Jim, he's you know.
They be having it, man.
Jim is he's hanging in there.
He's doing his best. We're all doing it.
I know. We've seen Jim go through so many cycles. You know what I mean? You figure like, goddamn, you should have it down by now. He's on like his seventh skinny.
He's a workhorse though. I think that has a lot to do with it. I think he has a hard time relaxing, even though he's like successful and like could be fine on it probably if he like stopped. He's always like working. I think sometimes it's hard to like focus on your fitness stuff if you're a bit of a work addict.
That's fair.
Really? I figure that's a part of it.
I thought that was a part of it. You just wake up early.
Yeah.
To get ready for that.
I think that would be ideal. But I think sometimes people use like working as like a, not an excuse.
As a reason to stay busy. I didn't have time to go to the gym.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck that.
You gotta wake up early. I've learned if you just wake up early.
That's it. That's all it
you
is.
You can do it.
Yep.
Right.
So simple.
Just don't touch
people
yourself.
People refuse
first.
Though. Like our career is not great for that. He refuses.
No,
like,
no. He just said some wood. He
no,
said,
but that's real.
Don't touch
that's
yourself.
Don't
when
touch
you wake
yourself.
Up.
Yeah, because awake and shake.
Wake up.
Awake and shake.
Keep all your energy.
You need it.
Keep all your man juice and then go out. I get it. I guess a real statement.
Yeah, I masturbate before I want to go to sleep. Before I need to take a nap. If I can't nap. If I know I have like maybe like half an hour and I got to get a nap in. I'm like,
all right,
let me set the camera up.
That's the fun. That's the fun.
Where the fuck is my ring light?
Why in your vision of me do I look so scared?
Sleep. I got it here today.
I feel like all women masturbate with a fearful face. You know what I mean?
Just
terrified. I like the woman I'm watching to have a fearful face on.
It's always pretty intense, them girls, when they put the big old ice cream cone down there and they do the.
That's insane. Like that. I'm concerned about pH balances when women are shoving foreign objects in their vaginas.
Yeah. And it's like, how did you get into this? You know what I mean? Like, one, why do you have a bowling pin in your home?
Why do you have a bowling pin in your like a drunk night at a bowling? I used to steal shit when I was in blackouts.
Yeah. Like what? So what have you ever woken up with? Where
a
you're like
pool cue?
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
Wait, inside of you?
No. She's talking about she would get drunk and steal shit while she was out. And you know,
that's always pretty funny. That's actually hilarious.
Orange cone one time.
That's cool. Stop signs. I know niggas that steal road signs all the time.
Yeah,
that
shit's funny. I've stolen street
signs. Yo! I've hung out with the people that steal road signs. It's pretty funny. It's just funny shit. You'd be like, that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
You just
which is like, it's a crime
idea.
If you get caught with them, too.
Yeah.
It's illegal. Yeah. And I did not know how big a highway sign was.
Yeah.
Highway sign. Yeah. Yeah, we can't fit this on the top of the roof, bro.
I stole a Justin Timberlake poster from the train when he was on tour years and years and years ago. You're not supposed to steal those, but I stole it. Like the long one that they put at the top. I just took it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. I hope the cops come in and get you right now just for saying that.
I didn't do it.
I've stolen thousands of dollars of merchandise from Sephora over the past 15 years.
There you go.
Sephora, yo, you know what? Sephora, I figure that comes with the territory. Because the place is so fucking crowded.
Right.
It is.
And it's just like white girls with bubble coats who all look like they steal.
Yep.
You know what I mean? There's
people
no way.
Who are 16 and younger.
Huh?
In Sephora? It's a bunch of little girls in Sephora.
Is that who it is?
Yeah.
Why do you know that?
I don't be paying attention to young girls.
Because I take my daughter to Sephora.
Oh, right.
I go there to get cologne. There's a Maison Margiela cologne that I get out of Sephora. But every time I go, I got to like walk through a sea of fucking minions. Just tiny little people.
You know where kids don't be? Nordstrom and the Louis Vuitton store.
No, they're not in Gucci. They don't let them in. Like,
they don't let kids in there, really?
They're dirty little fingers.
They don't let the kids come and get the cookies and
keep
the champagne.
Them cookies, like, sticky hands off this goddamn precious merchandise.
Get your booger eater kids out of my store.
I love Carrefour. You understand? If you want to be fly all the way. Them nasty ass kids from my store.
Imagine that. You're just pushing a stroller into Burberry. Excuse me. What are you doing?
What is that?
This store is only for women and gays. Get out of here.
Oh, now I can't even go to the goddamn
shut up.
Why can't you?
I'm not gay.
Well, but you're also, I should have said.
Not even for the algorithm?
Aspiring black rappers.
Oh, yeah. They all, bro, they be in there spending money.
Drug dealers.
They be having, like, you be seeing them trying to get rid of cash.
Uh-huh. I love
take their girlfriend there, buying bags and coats
and watching
shit.
People
when
spend
the drug
their
dealers
money
wash
too.
The money at the LV store, you be like, okay, this nigga's hustling.
Yeah.
It's 2 p.m. Bro. It's 2 p.m. Right. They in there.
Broad
with
daylight.
Book bags full of cash.
And that,
yeah,
and
buy
the,
my
and
bitch
the salespeople are like, another Perrier?
Yep. Yep. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yep.
They're like,
and
my name's Donna. What?
And then they're going to be mad.
Are you an artist?
Right. And then those people going to buy that and still go to McDonald's talking about, man, you hungry? That food ain't do shit.
You know, did I tell you?
I got a McChicken here and there. I got a McChicken the other night.
I tell you, I went into, where was I at? I was at Bloomingdale's. And I was trying to buy my mom a gift for Christmas, and I went to the Montclair store. And I was like, so I walked in, and I was like, so what you got? And she said, well, we're in Montclair. And then, nigga, you should have saw me. I said, I know we in Montclair.
Yeah, got it.
Why the fuck wouldn't you think I knew?
Right.
I was in Montclair.
You're like,
show me around the store.
Yeah. Did you
get
you're like-
going? And then all of a sudden, they saw that. Two people came back. Sir, you want a bottle of water?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Please have a seat. I said, you goddamn right.
Christian, he knows how to talk to poor people.
Me? Yeah. Yeah, I was hanging out with Ian Lara.
The fuck you think I don't know I'm in Montclair?
Ian Lara and I walked into Christian Dior, and the salespeople lined up like a defensive line, like, but not helpful.
Oh.
Just like suspicious, sort of, like arms folded.
I
handed one of them my phone. I was like, can you hold this? I need to spend money.
Yes!
Because, like, fuck you. Who are you fucking staring at? You're not better than me. I'm sorry. I love you, but you work in
you
retail.
Work
let's
yeah,
be honest.
You work here.
Like,
yeah.
I worked at the Gap, too. I get it.
How much do you think someone at Christian Dior
that's
makes?
That's commission based.
Not
it's,
Christian
it's
Dior
performance.
Money.
So, I mean, they're
it's
probably
not that much.
If they're probably getting a decent hourly, but if they. Because they'll text you. After you buy a fucking $1,400 shirt at Prada, you have a new best friend named Raphael who texts you and asks you how your day's going.
Yeah.
He doesn't really care how your day's going, you guys. He wants you to buy more things at Prada.
I'm your personal shopper in case you need anything.
And
if you ever need anything.
It works on people. It doesn't really work on me. I think it's funny. I like talking about it. It works on some people. Derek's like, wait, you think Raphael's not my real friend?
I remember when I bought a pair of Gucci sneaks with a belt to match. They text me like, congrats.
like you had a baby. Like you filmed a special.
Appreciate you. I was like, thank
congrats.
You so much. Congrats.
Good job spending your own money.
Yeah. Congrats. Thank you. Welcome to Gucci. Come
they
back
gotta
anytime.
Be sitting there too. They just sitting there like, yeah, go ahead and text that nigga again.
Right. And then, because it's a numbers game, right? Maybe they send out 10 texts and they get a couple of hits. They get a few more purchases. Yeah. They're a top seller, no, so man. They get the best hours. They're building clientele lists. Okay. There's a way to make money there. I mean, some of them I'm sure do very well.
Yeah.
My girl,
they treat drug dealers like like royalty.
Yeah, and they be spinning.
That's cash.
Straight cash,
can't
yo.
Fall, like you can't trace it, you can't tax it or whatever. It just
remember Hillary in The Fresh Prince after Trevor died? Her father was like, oh, do what you do to make yourself feel better. And she just calls the department store. Yeah. And she's like, can I get 0040? Oh, you don't have that? Oh, you held it already? Oh, thanks. Thanks. Thank you so much.
Yeah, man.
Right. That's a good episode. Yeah, Hillary was rich as fuck. Everyone else was rich too, but like Hillary was like the whatever.
Spoiled black
Hillary
kid.
Hillary knew
early. Yeah.
See that all them other kids, Carlton, he was just on his dad's ass.
Yep.
Yeah. Fucking Ashley was trying to find an identity.
Right.
Will was moving in from the hood, but Hillary. Hillary
like,
knew
we're
who
rich,
the fuck
Daddy.
She was.
Let's act like it.
She
was rich.
Will.
Hillary was paid.
Trevor.
And she was fucking Trevor in the pool house.
How did Trevor die? Like skydiving?
Bungee jumping.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, the bungee jump. The jump was too long. The wire was too long and he smacked the rim. Yeah. Will you marry me?
TGI.
Oh, good shows.
Yeah, man. Absolutely. Yo, you remember, there was something I wanted to bring an update.
Talk
on.
Shit.
You remember that when we used to, following up on that Waffle House shit. Remember when Waffle House employees was asking for like security?
Yeah. When they was protesting.
Yeah. And that shit, nothing ever happened.
Of course it wouldn't.
Nothing ever happened.
Might as well give McDonald's people a bodyguard at that point.
Well, I mean,
Waffle House is beneath McDonald's because that's even cheaper than McDonald's.
Like. Yeah, when we talked about this, we remember it was like when McDonald's made that mention, they just immediately kiosk just showed up in the lobby and it was just like, fuck
you. Oh, y'all want to talk shit?
Right.
Machines.
Right. So, and we're trying to figure out, like, we haven't heard anything from the Waffle House protest. And I think this one was a simple open and shut thing. Me and Big J were talking about this. He was like, oh, no, the guy that was, like, holding the sign, they were like, yeah, come on, let's talk to you. And they just gave him, like, cash. It was just like, go tell him nothing's going to change.
Wow. And, go tell him nothing's going to change.
Right.
And put them waffles out.
Right. And he literally came back out like, hey, man, they said there's nothing that's going to happen. I gotta go. I gotta go school shopping.
How much you think you gonna get from nigga hibachi? It's Negro hibachi.
But it's like you can also those people can be bought easily. You know what I mean?
Be.
Like yeah, you're
cooking
cheap
food
to buy.
At 3 a.m.
right.
in front of people.
I only gotta give you $1,000 to end this fucking protest, you know?
Shout out to that Waffle House in Atlanta I went to at 4 a.m. and I saw somebody actually cleaning the kitchen. That shit was crazy.
Oh wow!
At 4 a.m. they
why cleaned. Did somebody get shot?
No, you know I've never seen nobody clean the kitchen at Waffle House. I always come in and they just cook it, but somebody was scrubbing the floors, just and I was like, wow, food was still good too. But
you ate while they was cleaning?
Nah, I had to wait. I had to wait until she was done, and then they kicked off everything, and I was like, this feels really good, man.
Yeah, cleaning and fast food is cleaning and fast food.
House
it feels like you're
Waffle
in prison.
Waffle House was like a Denny's, no?
It was supposed to be originally.
Waffles were really good.
I think it was originally supposed to be.
That all-star breakfast?
But it was like
crazy.
Where,
dude, it's like $8.95.
Here's the difference.
You get the whole works for $8.95.
I love that.
Waffle House.
It'll be at your table in like 5 minutes.
Waffle House always catered to minorities. Denny's never did. Yeah. Like everywhere you went, black people complained that Denny's.
Fat people. That's an equalizer.
I guess so. But Denny's would make black people wait. They used to always make black people and black people like, yo, I'm not coming here no more.
I don't know what to tell you.
But IHOP wouldn't treat us like that. That's why we go to the Hop now.
To the Hop.
We go
IHOP
to the Hop.
IHOP is usually pretty lit, no matter what time I've
ever IHOP,
been.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
IHOP on Sunset Boulevard after 2 a.m., it's a hellscape. You better watch out. That's when it's no holds bar. But I love a good
like
Hop
using
because
syrup.
You see the neighborhood. You see what the fuck is in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Like, God damn.
Oh, they got a Golden Corral in the Bronx now. You seen that?
I saw
that. A new Golden Corral?
A new
Golden
one.
The only Golden Corral in New York City.
That would be a good place for it, though. Yeah,
Golden
that makes
Corral
sense.
Golden Corral doesn't appeal to me. What is Golden Corral?
It's a buffet.
It's poor people buffet.
The Chinese buffet.
No, it's just Chinese buffet, then Golden Corral.
Yeah, the Chinese people actually took it from them.
You get some decent steak at a Golden Corral.
Golden Corral ain't bad.
About bacteria, if I'm being honest.
You should be, because everybody's in line with their hands, just doing whatever. It's a big ass lunchroom. It's a big ass lunchroom. They have
the
nerve to wear chef hats.
Yeah.
So I got to go early.
All the
I've been to a good Golden Corral. I've been to a few.
You got to go right before dinner, like 20 minutes before dinner. You go for the lunch, you pay lunch price, you stay, and then you get the dinner food for the lunch.
See,
price.
I've never done that, but I'm just saying, just go early. That's when the food
the
is
system.
Fresh.
Never earn it.
All the chefs
not
are
cheating
in a good mood.
I learned that after I stopped being, you know, after I was reformed.
That's right.
You're not reformed because you always hear it that way. Trust me, I'm the same way. I have to resist crime.
But
like, it's so easy, especially now at my age. I'm like, wow, you guys really are slipping. You know what I mean? And I got to be like, nah, I'm a good person. I'm going to let it go. I'm going to let it slide.
If I would have got over that summer that I got caught at Clemson Park selling prizes, if I never got caught, I'd probably been a whole dude.
You see?
I would have been a heister. Like, I would have been making money.
See what I'm saying? He's thinking the same thing, but he's not.
I was selling a part at the amusement park because this is what happens when I used to watch the system. The bank they give you, it varies.
Right.
So I'm like, shit, I could just take shit
off
the
top.
But I went a step further. Was like, keep that the same. I'll just start charging motherfuckers instead of winning. I'll just press the bell. Just give me $20.
Yeah.
And then I would just, but everybody started winning everywhere. So people got curious.
Yeah.
People got curious.
You know,
everybody was walking around with these big ass
the bars
stuffed animals.
When I bartended.
Yeah.
I'd be like $7 a beer, and they would give me $7, and I just would pretend to ring it in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throw it in my tip jar.
I know now, anytime I pay for anything in cash, if the motherfucker on the receipt look young, and he'd be like, do you need your receipt? And I realized, like, because I gave him exact change, and I'm like, oh yeah, that's not going in the register. Okay. Yeah.
I would like brag about the money I make. So I'm like, I made so much money because I'd be hammered because I'd also drink my face off while I was working.
Yeah.
So by the end, I'd be like, God, you made so much money. And they're like, how? You have no sales.
How?
You sold three beers today.
I used to do PA work early because I had a driver's license.
Hardest job in the world.
I had a driver's license, so I could just drive a truck around.
Oh, you're inside.
Yeah, you just pick up props here and there. But one of my scams there was they would give you an envelope with petty cash to carry around for like the entire production.
No, they wouldn't.
But I would go to gas stations, especially like once we were doing a movie in the Bronx, and like I seen at this one gas station, like all of the 18-wheelers come in and gas up. So I would just get one of their receipts. If anyone wasn't taking a receipt, one of those receipts for like $380.
Wow.
And I would just turn that in. You know what I mean? I'm driving a 16-passenger van. It didn't take that much gas, but these people, they don't know. I have a receipt that shows I paid $380 for gas.
This nigga's a genius, man.
That's very smart.
I used to do that, though, because I worked for an AC company, and they would give me a credit card to fill the work van.
To get the Freon.
And then I'll just have one of my siblings pull up behind me, and I'm like, yo, I'm just going to keep the pump running, and then I just fill up my car with that.
Yeah. It's in you. It's around. We want to take a quick second to thank our newest sponsor,
Kush Life.
Kush Life! Kush Life is the highest quality THCA you can buy right now, and they deliver it directly to your doorstep.
Okay.
I love delivery. THCA is fully legal in 45 plus states, and it has the same psychoactive effects as THC when heated. So just about any way you consume it. They have a great selection too. All the strands you know and love. Gelato, Runtz, Gary Payton.
Wow.
Probably got that Bobby Brown and that Christina Aguilera. Listen, the team at KushLifeStore.com has everyone set up with great prices and ounce specials and free pre-rolls from the site. All you have to do is pay for shipping. So support all the shows here and check out KushLifeStore.com and use promo code NNFA15 for 15% off. Order fast and try Kush Life Store once and you'll never go back to the regular
you
stuff.
You know what's ironic?
Again.
NNFA15 sounds like a jet, so get high.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's get back into it.
Did you guys see that movie 99 Houses?
Mm-mm.
It's about the housing, whatever, in epidemic or in
I saw
Florida.
Big Short. I saw Big Short.
I bet it's similar.
Yeah, Big Short was great.
Yeah,
but
it was like really, it was just really dramatic, and like people were like going to, you know, just to survive. Like they were like stealing electricity and water from like houses, and then you know everybody was getting evicted. But it's like if you're desperate. I was desperate when I was fucking in my 20s. Like, I didn't know. Every day I was like, am I going to eat? Did I spend all my tips on alcohol right after I sold alcohol?
Did you hijack
and
electricity?
Stole alcohol?
No. The movie, though. The movie I watched, they did. Dave, shut up. No, because
you brought up the movie. She was like, "Have you seen the movie? It was crazy. People get desperate." Because I was desperate. I was desperate.
Yeah, it felt like you was going to that place.
I just tried to bring it back. I honestly don't know where
electricity.
I'm gonna be honest. I'm just trying to keep up.
No, here's a. Someone saw my scam, I don't know. But you remember the gift card scam that I was talking about.
Gift card scam.
Someone is doing this shit. T. Show to you see the clip in the run a show. The guy must watch NNFA. Dave scam. Show this shit.
Oh, shit. They put your name on it?
No, no, no.
Oh.
But this is exactly what I was always telling when we would do, like, you know, any kind of scams. And I'm glad I wasn't the only one that knew about this because the staff was worried I gave out empty gift cards. Shut up. No, no, no.
Oh.
But this is exactly what I was always telling when we would do, like, you know, any kind of scams.
$20 to $500.
Okay, something weird happened with the sound. And Toto Towers. Mayday! Mayday!
See these things?
Yep.
This is $20 to $500. You can take this. You don't have to pay
for it.
It's Todd Glass.
It's Todd Glass.
And then when they find out that there's no money on it, you're already back in your car heading back to your house.
I mean, I think you have to.
Excuse me?
You have to pay for that. Like,
you know. No, you don't. Not if they're free. They're free until you have to pay for it. And then they activate it. If they don't activate it, then there's no money on it. Except it looks like there's money on it. So if you go to a holiday gift party or any holiday, you go, oh, here, I got you this.
That's such a fucking douchebag scam. I love him. $150
on both of them. And then you give it to people. And then when they find out, oh, there's no money on this, they probably call you and you go, oh, I don't know what happened, but I know I paid for it. I have the receipt. They're not going to ask for the receipt.
Well, you shouldn't say that. Now everybody's going to be... But yeah, that's Todd Glass. I remember when Todd Glass used to come to Helium's open mic and shut everybody.
Yeah, you could cut that off.
Todd used to show off in front of us mooks.
I literally said that as, you know, that was my Christmas gift thing of like, hey, for the people that I don't want to do Christmas to, I just hand out empty gift cards. Anybody who calls me, I'll be like, oh, yeah, okay, and I'll just Venmo it to you right now. Like, I don't know what happened, but most people won't call you. You know what I mean?
That's why I only buy gifts with 3 people. So I'm good.
Yeah. Well, you wouldn't give those people gift cards, though, would you?
Nah,
you give your
I don't even believe in gift cards.
It's like a weird thing to do. Like, if I'm not going to give, if I don't want to give you anything, I'm not going to give you anything. I'm not going to just give you an empty gift card.
I'm going to give you a scam.
I don't want to scam strangers. I don't want to scam my, you know what I mean?
Most people never.
Who are these acquaintances you're giving gifts to? I want to know, Dave Temple. What secret Santas are you involved in?
My girlfriend's family.
That's crazy. You're creating mayhem with them.
Half of them don't speak English.
They're rich. If you confront me about this, that's your problem.
What, did you need that couple dollars? Huh? Did you really need to go to Olive Garden?
Right.
You bitch-ass nigga.
No,
huh?
Home Goods? What are you getting at Home Goods?
Oh, Bath and Body.
This is funny to me. I was never a gift card person.
Real I'm gifts. A, I'm real
gift,
gifts.
I'm a gift person.
Right? Yeah.
Gifts are my love language.
Okay, what's a good gift to, like, in your opinion? Like, okay, if you had to pick a gift out for everybody here, what would you think is a good gift for Gio, a good one for Derek, and a good one for Dave?
Gio.
More road dates.
I would give Gio the gift of me continuing to allow him to associate with me once a month. No, I don't know. I would get Gio like car insurance or something.
Insurance?
That would, because he's foundationally having some issues. He needs some things so he feels more secure so that he can succeed.
Okay.
He commutes. He drives a lot. He's got a kid. He's got a job. And he comes in for spots a lot.
He is dedicated, I will say.
That's what I get. Dave.
She didn't even give him a gift. She just listed everything that she feels bad about going on in Gio's life.
How is that not a gift? How is that not a gift?
Listen, it felt like a gift to me. You got to think of perspective, Dave. It's perspective. I was like, wow, that's a gift.
9 card notes.
My first gift will be a critique.
That was like my biggest problem. 8
told.
That is a Karen gift right there. I gave you something, okay?
5.
Dave.
Gas cards, please.
Dave, what would I get you?
Yeah, what would you get me?
Dave, I feel like you would appreciate, like, a luxury gift.
No, he wouldn't.
No?
I would appreciate it.
I know,
a
but you
gift.
Have all the luxury.
Ain't
gifts.
That a bitch? Ain't that you something have all crazy? The gifts.
You're wearing a Burberry hat right now.
Hillary, I know. What am I going to do?
Ain't that a bitch?
Anyway, go ahead.
I'm listening.
Yeah, I would get Dave the exact replica of Derek's wardrobe.
There you go.
Where the fuck you get that jacket from? I was a one on one, you bitch ass. Where you get that cut?
Dave
right.
acts like it's no big deal.
Right. What?
Oh, this? Behan gave me this.
Off-white.
This.
Yeah, off-white. This.
What are you talking about?
And yeah, Derek, what do you get the girl who has everything?
Right, right.
I don't know.
I felt like you just get Derek like a one of those little Jewish toys, you know, ball in a cup or some shit like
what,
that.
A dreidel?
Just, yeah, something just to, you know.
What's he going to do with a dreidel?
Spin the dreidel.
Nothing. That's it. That's the thing. It's like, what do you get the guy that has everything?
Or give me a grill. Or give me some grill.
Huh? Yeah.
Give me a grill. Like some.
I would get Derek like a little mini microphone that we put on a plaque in the green room at the stand. Like, a megaphone.
Okay.
Like, that the lifeguards use.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, as part of, like, a hazing, like, open micers, he would be allowed to yell in their ears if they bothered him.
Okay.
Or they bombed. Megaphone. I would use that megaphone in the crowd. I'd sit in the showroom.
I happen to have like a megaphone that. In my house he just sitting
like
around.
Yeah. No, but it has to be, like, special. It's going to be, like, a Gucci megaphone.
Yeah, I'll
what about
have Navi,
that's,
like,
that's amazing. Thank
what
you,
about
Karen. That's
yeah? What about for you, Karen? What's a good gift for you?
Oh, I love everything. I mean, when people like take the time to buy me things, I like it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
All right, I got this pencil.
But you didn't think about that. What are you trying to imply? I should write more. Fuck you, Dave. That's not a gift.
You got this pencil and this notebook.
Pencil and a notebook.
Pencil
and a notebook.
I know, man. How have you guys, I mean, this is a weird topic to bring up, but how you guys been doing with writing, man?
It sucks. I feel like I need life changes to inspire my writing.
Yeah.
If things are like going well and smooth, I find it hard to write.
Yeah. What about you, Derek?
You know me, my job is writing, so I got to force myself to put something on paper. Yeah. So I'm watching the news. I find myself trying to be more topical now. I hate it because the jokes only last 2 weeks.
Yeah.
But that just forces you to write an even better joke the next 2 weeks later.
Yeah.
So, yeah. No, I like writing. I do. I enjoy it.
Yeah, I just like looking at people and calling out what I see. But yeah,
or that.
Sometimes some shit comes out.
Because
usually you see that
and then write it down. That's writing. So you'd be
And just getting it to the stage. You know what I mean? Weird things have been coming out. What about you, JL? You been writing anything good?
Yeah, because I was on workers' comp for like the last 6 months. So I really got good at chess. I didn't write shit for those 6 months.
Okay.
But the last 2 months, I think I got a lot of shit written down, but it's just hard to do in my comedy clubs.
Wait, why?
Because I can't treat it like open mic there.
Oh, you're not in a position where you can.
You just got to sandwich it. Just sandwich it.
I mean, because I do try certain shit, but there's like certain shit, like bits that I've written out where I'm like, I want to work on all of this, but I can't do that. While I'm hosting, especially.
Well, son, you're going to have to find yourself them other rooms.
No, that's what...
Go bombing.
I've been doing that for 5 years, but now it's just not... It doesn't make sense for me to do it right now.
Yeah. I like when a joke works the first time around, but then it's like...
I hate it when it don't work the second time around.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's the bad thing. Like, it's great if it works the first time around, but then, like, if it loses that steam, you're like, what the fuck happened?
I got rid of a joke I loved. I was about an MMA guy. I was like, I thought it was so funny. I talk about how MMA guys are stupid. I was like, I told this guy, I was like, hey, baby, wouldn't it be fun if we went, like, took, like, a dance class together? And he looked at me and he was like, I would smoke you. I thought that was so funny. And it was like a competition or whatever. It bombed every time. It's gone. It never hit.
Speaking of, I never went back to the dance class yet.
Oh, shit. Not the, you got it. The most.
Yeah. Me and my girl took a dance class. We took bachata. We did one lesson.
Why you ain't go back to the bachata lesson?
Because we've been on the road. We've been on the road crazy. Yeah, and then, like, I have to, like, we have to record sometimes on Tuesdays, which tonight was Tuesday. That was really it. So I was like, I'll probably just wait until the new class starts in March to, like, get in at the beginning, but we also going to Europe in March, so that's probably not going to work. I just feel bad because I never called the guy back, But fuck him, because I think he stole my earmuffs on purpose to get me to come back.
Oh, that's right. That's what you thought. Yeah,
I never got. I still haven't got my earmuffs.
Dude, earmuffs are great, and they're tough when you lose them.
Yeah, man. I lost the pricey umbrella and some gloves from Kith once. Mm. That shit hurt me.
Yeah,
I've lost so many pairs of like
gloves and this real
like
cool
sunglasses,
umbrella.
Like multiple pairs.
That's why I'm scared to spend money. I'm scared. He spends money
I left
on glasses.
A pair of Celine's here.
Yeah. He gets mad that I'll still buy cheap glasses and hang out with him with cheap glasses on my face.
Right,
yeah, he thinks they did something else. Chappelle glasses. Is it for Chappelle?
They're purple.
Yeah.
It was years ago. I would have stolen them.
I like expensive frames. It's just my thing, man.
I just don't want to lose them. I'm scared to death of losing them. And then, I don't know. I got yelled at.
You believe in yourself that you're going to make that money back.
That's why I don't buy headphones.
It's not about the...
Because I always lose headphones.
Me too. I started buying Beats off Amazon, like Studio, whatever. Like the early Beats were like $150.
Yeah.
Because I got the new Apples, gone in 2 weeks.
Gone.
Not without me doing some dance moves in the green room with them. Nick came
Yo,
with that
Kathy
stupid,
is the fucking
Nick
best.
Nick came with that stupid little purse carrying thing. I was like, yeah. And then Les came in with them. I was like, fuck these headphones.
Fuck these headphones.
Yeah.
That is the worst too, man. Like, because people will just take your headphones and just... start over.
That first of all, that's disgusting. That you're putting somebody's ear goo on your ears. You're gross.
But they might dip it. They might dip it in alcohol
they
first.
Clean it. Yeah.
They refurbish
it'll
them.
Take your AirPods, change the name of them in their computer. Yeah. Like, that shit'll come up and be like Karen's AirPods. Like not anymore.
Delete. Backspace. Type in a new name.
You might as well steal a toothbrush at that point.
Yeah. Right. I don't know. Have you guys found anybody's headphones before? Or just seen people lose them or leave them behind? And you're like, oh,
I would assume they had boogers in them. I wouldn't touch them.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever seen headphones. Somebody else is going to get to it.
There's, in Canada.
You ever found like a loose AirPod? You ever found a loose AirPod?
No. A loose one? Yeah, I found them on like Amtrak trains and shit like that. You know what I mean? Like in the gym, you'll find them in the gym sometimes.
You'll see them. And they got.
Sounds like you're looking.
I've seen AirPods laying around. They got all the shit on it though. I'll be like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, you don't want that in your hole. Yeah.
Not in your ear hole.
I know. I think I got to get one of those things too. Like I can hear, but I wonder whether it could be better. So whether I should go to the doctor and get them
to
suck
snot in your,
all
in your
of
ear.
That shit out.
You hear all that ear wax snot.
Some of that's supposed to be in there. You need a membrane. It's okay to have some stuff in there. But you just constantly do lymphatic drainage and get it out.
But yeah, that's how I've heard people get like they put a thing
ear
in there and
candling.
suck it out. Yeah. Yeah, and you can feel it come from like out your neck. You
they
know what I mean? Like they'll pull it all out.
The BBL girls got to do that shit. Don't they? They got to get lymphatic massage. They got to get the fluid sucked out of anybody.
I've only seen that. I seen that once where a girl ate wings for some reason and she had to suck all of the wing juice out of her BBL.
We got weird porn searches, man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I thought you meant like, you know how they have those things coming out their ear, but it's coming out their asshole just to like pull the fat out?
I thought none of those things.
No, none of those.
I heard the BBL girls, because they play God and they eat. And now the shit's all fucked up. They got to suck it out like the skin. Like they got to do a lymphatic thing and it comes out of certain areas.
I wonder if you can get just like a partial BB. I don't want like a full BBL.
Just a single?
Just one ass cheek? Like, what are you saying?
Not a double cheeseburger, just a single. I want like just the top of my ass to be a little fatter.
So because you got a teardrop. Yeah, you got a teardrop.
I think that's how people get those weird things because they're shooting for certain angles. Like you ever see the people where it's just all hips? And they're like, I just want the ass to be like, I want my cheeks to stick out a bit more. Mm. And the next thing you know, they got fucking bumblebee hips.
You could get a mini BBL, which usually involves less liposuction and fixes specific areas of the butt, hip dips, and provide a very natural projection.
That's what I'm doing. Start saving up.
Start
I'm starting a GoFundMe for it, you guys. Donate. Not like a full one, but because the BBL is just like they take fat from somewhere and shoot it in your ass, right?
For the most part, there's probably some more odds and ends.
I think they started doing cement, right?
I'm sorry?
They were putting
cement.
Shit, look at that.
Yeah, they were putting those.
That's like on like the dark, like the black market, Dave.
Yeah. Those are the. I thought that's what BBL stood for, black market.
So yeah, how do we know that's the same person?
Huh?
How do we know it's the same person?
Oh my God.
Oh but yeah,
this
good point.
This guy's work is great.
Fantastic.
But this guy's work is great.
Look at that.
That's what I'm gonna get.
I'm not gonna lie to you.
That looks AI generated.
Yeah. I still kind of prefer the left. I still kind of prefer the original butt.
Why?
Delta Towers team left butt.
It's just a real butt, man. It's a real butt.
Either way, I'm smacking either one.
I like my butt soft.
I like my ass
buoyant.
Butts in a can.
Yeah, yeah, man.
Get those BBLs out my eye. I don't want to fuck. I don't want a truck. I want a regular type of thigh. That's not bad, you guys. You guys, do you know how Irish I am?
When girls have those drumsticks, I'm good. I can't stay hard with no drumsticks.
What do you mean, the skinny legs? And the
skinny legs, big ass.
I know. Joe Rogan point. Those are beautiful. That's a beautiful. She went from flat.
I like that one, though.
You
that
like one, the left?
Nah, I kind of like the one on with the white draws.
Yeah, she's a little meatier. That's the same girl, right?
So the before's after?
Fatter's after. We're going for volume.
Volume. That's right.
Volume.
Yeah.
Yeah, how big would you go? Like, would you...
I don't want to look weird, though.
You don't look like a Mondo burger.
You don't want anybody confusing you for a black chick from behind?
Yeah. I wouldn't mind that. Really? It's like, it's black chicks' butts who I look at, and I'm like, man, because a lot, like, that's just genetics. I mean, yeah, like, they work out and make them even better, but I know a lot of black chicks that don't work out, and they just have fat shelf asses.
Yeah,
shelf
asses.
It's awesome.
Do you get mad at the sloppy ones? You're wasting it, man. Like a Jewish dude with basketball players. Yeah. Why can't you just behave?
I get mad at the dudes with the big butts because they're wasting it.
Yeah.
What do they doing with
it? They don't
like you got all
Who's
that
this
ass.
For?
Exactly.
Who's this for?
I can't slap it. It's what the fuck?
It's too hard.
They
it's
don't
veiny.
Shake it.
No.
Yeah.
It's only because we talked about this before. You ladies are setting men up. Y'all say y'all want to play with men's butts. But the minute that y'all break up,
he gay.
He gay. That he let me do stuff to
gay.
His butt.
I love grabbing butts and buttholes. And
I would never. I would never disrespect. If they let me smack their ass, I would never complain about it later.
But finger in the butt? Yeah, see?
Not a finger, but maybe something that's not physically attached to my body.
You wouldn't put a finger in a man's butt?
Not my own, but like a thing, another thing.
Wow,
someone's
Natalie
not into dudes.
Is having a sexual renaissance.
I am into dude. What?
I'm just teasing.
Gay is that?
That would be
I'm
funny,
like,
right?
Willing to, I feel like it's pretty. It shit. Makes me gayer that I'm putting things in dudes' asses.
No, but you won't put your finger in there.
I just don't want to feel what it feels like inside. You
it's
know,
you
don't
want to feel on what your finger.
Hold on, wait. But would you finger a girl?
I would, but I still think it's weird. And this is just a personal hurdle that I just need to get over.
That's right.
I don't like feeling people.
That's what I mean. Yeah, literally. I'm like, I'd put a sex toy in a girl, but I wouldn't. I don't want to feel my. What's it feel like inside? I don't know. It's weird to me.
Really?
Yeah.
That is
like
so
you're,
fucked
like,
up.
With like a new person, you guys are like testing out the boundaries and like. You're like maybe trying to like put your finger near a guy's butt, but you like don't really have eye contact with him.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
you're
yeah.
Like, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah, yeah. You know when
no?
he when
no, okay,
yeah,
okay.
It's like
okay.
A, it's like a feeling.
Because sometimes you guys get really bad. No.
Yeah, huh?
Okay.
You just feel that fist balling up next to your head. You're like, oh,
okay,
that's
okay.
The limit. Yeah.
All right, geez, a little, yeah, a little. Man. No. Still no. Come
right.
On, come
gotta,
on.
Like a pit bull.
Come on. Let me in there.
Right, Karen, you would totally turn on a dude if he let you put your finger in
yeah,
his butt.
Like, listen to this homo.
Exactly.
Listen to him howl like a walrus.
No,
he loves
I
it.
Because we'd probably be in love if we were being so intimate.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
I wouldn't go.
I don't think it's that cool to use your partner for podcast fodder.
That's why don't you tell half the fucking world then?
Yeah.
We get it. Everybody fucks.
It's lazy.
Yeah.
Because it's like that's the person that like you know you relate to like situations. Oh, when I'm it's like deal in a relationship. This is how I deal with it. Blah blah blah. But I think we should try to not
do that.
You don't. You barely do.
Which one?
I mean, you talk about your girl, but you're never going into detail.
I leave that because I watch all these podcast clips, and that's all they talk about.
Right.
Oh, everybody fucks. Shit, I get it. But then they all blasted. And then a bunch of porn stars start talking about their life when they was young. And you'd be like, I don't want to hear none of this
Anna
shit.
Maria, be quiet.
Yeah, I'd be like, yo.
We don't want to hear about what your uncle did.
Yeah, because it's like, it's always going to be some dark shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Everybody like, has a past. We're old.
I'd be trying to be funny on the podcast. I'd be trying to make people laugh and shit.
That's it. Black dudes laughing. Speaking
we
of.
We like laughing and shit.
We got an email that came in.
What happened? We canceled?
No, no. See, can you check your email?
Did you guys already talk about Shane Gillis?
No, we didn't have much to say on
Philly.
He had a great time.
It was fun.
Philly.
It was an exciting night.
And he just inked it. He got a TV show on Netflix.
Yeah.
He's doing fine.
I'm in an episode.
Yeah. Congratulations on that too. Yeah, that's dope.
I'm not, I can't.
Acting chops.
I would love to tell you what the episode's about, but then I think they'd be mad at me.
No, just leave it. No.
Yeah, no, no. We'll wait to see.
I'm so excited, though.
Speaking of episodes, fuck that.
Blue Bloods.
I'll be on Blue. I know this ain't coming out, but if anybody's listening,
Donnie
Blue Bloods Friday night.
You guys got to get Donnie Wahlberg on the show.
Yeah.
Donnie B. He, okay. Because if he's not doing the show, he a new kid on the block. This motherfucker stay
touring?
On tour.
Is he?
You'd be like, God.
Wow. Like doing music?
Awesome. Yeah.
He's still doing music?
And he'd be with Jenny McCarthy on the jet plane, and they'd be on at another city.
I love that couple.
Sold out arena, new kids on the block. Bunch of 40, 50, 60-year-old white women.
And Puerto Ricans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, nigga.
Oh, Donnie, we love you.
Love Donnie Wahlberg, the Taino Indians.
Oh, mi amor.
They love some Donnie Wahlberg. Boy, we be shooting in the streets. They stop traffic to talk to this
damn man. Mama.
They be like, Donnie. Donnie.
I named my son Donnie for you.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, Blue Blood is my fourth joint recurring character shit Friday.
What's your character's name again?
Bugs.
Bugs.
Yeah, so. I'm a snitch, so I know you probably wouldn't like that character.
No, son.
Nah, I'm the CI. Like I see all the I'm an informant, but I'm only taking down bad people.
But there's great dialogue between you and Donnie.
Oh yeah, no, they've
Every
established
time I've
me.
Watched it. It's
now, but
oh,
now
are you a Blue Bloods watcher?
No, only when
have you reached
done.
The stage of your life? Are you home
no,
watching Blue Bloods on Friday nights?
I watched when
you and your dog in the house on Fridays watching Donnie solve crimes.
Listen, wait, first of all, I remember the new kids.
Just watching Donnie solve things, huh? Everyone's got somebody that they gotta watch now. Like that's what it is.
Did you guys watch True Detective Jodie Foster?
I keep hearing this shit is fantastic.
You gotta watch it.
Yeah.
And I hear the Native American chick is dope too.
Crazy.
Mm. Okay, cool. All right. All
check
right.
it out.
What's it on?
Yeah, Young Pickles.
Max,
what's up,
HBO.
Man?
Okay.
Right.
I'm gonna check it out.
Did you pull out that email there?
I was gonna ask you which one, the Youngblood one?
Is it from Young? Yeah. The one that says quick question?
Doing quick question.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So
you want me to read this?
Yeah, read it.
Okay.
It's crazy?
I don't know.
Oh. Derek and Dave, your guys' chemistry is fantastic. The way you guys feed off each other's energy and jokes is truly a work of art, and I love tuning in every week. The episode you guys did about the scam of adult dance classes has me dying laughing. Keep up the good content.
What was it? What did we do? Adult dance classes? I don't remember that.
It's a scam? What do you guys like? We're not paying for this, but we're learning the moves.
That shit was good. Karen Feehan, 3 points.
Oh, so they are a content creator, and they sent us a clip.
Oh.
And asked us, how do we feel about
this nigga Trojan horsed us? He Trojan horsed us? He
Trojan
used
horsed.
That opportunity. Y'all great. I love y'all chemistry.
So
he's sweet.
That means was that example even real? Or does he think that we're just gullible enough to be like, he loves us?
Well, you know it's going to be terrible, so let's make fun of it.
Oh, I'm ready.
Well, it seems to be very AI generated.
Oh, I hate it already.
Like quick cuts, the imagery and stuff. I mean, you want to watch it?
Sure. A fan cut clip.
Hold on
see
one
what
second.
The fan, yeah, take your time on that. See what the fan. I don't like that he Trojan horsed us. Hey, guys.
Hey, T, you smiling too much in the booth. It ain't big, no fuck shit, is it?
Big fan.
It's fuck shit.
Is that Red
Star? There's a TV show on Paramount called The Mayor of Kingstown, and it's about a town where like the prisons are like the basic economy of the city. There's a male prison and a female prison, and one of the guys gets caught up being like owing a favor to a prisoner. So like the cops are like, yeah, we gotta move him to the girl prison. He at the girl prison, one of the shorties finesse him, stab him in the neck after they fuck. I was like, this nigga.
Bruh, yeah. Pretty ones, they crazy,
yeah, man.
Bro.
Yeah.
They crazy.
Yeah.
What was those?
I don't know.
You guys just read a job application.
Yeah,
we did.
Yeah. Well, what were those graphics that were being thrown up?
He did. I guess he did all
was
of
that. That a cat?
I guess there's a lot of graphics. He didn't find a funny moment in the podcast. So that was The clip's supposed to be funny.
Was that?
He was just showing you he knows how
that's
to.
That's what I'm saying. That he didn't sit there and edit that. That was all AI.
Yeah.
You can tell. Well, I can tell.
You can tell.
You guys have AI stock? I know it's like purchasing the like doom of our, you know, career or whatever, but stock is fire.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't give a fuck. I'll buy in all that shit. If Jordan invested in prison, I'm investing in anything that's setting us back. I don't give a fuck,
Michael,
man.
Michael Jordan invested in prison?
Absolutely.
He makes mad money off of private prisons.
Michael Jordan
it's the Jordan,
so much
it's
bread.
The sneaker to prison pipeline, they call it. You know what I mean? Because like...
Who do you think is making all those Jordans?
Are you guys joking right now?
No.
It's
how come he's not sort of... like demonized a little for that.
He was a little bit, but you can't.
But that's right. That's your airness.
Yeah. Once you
try to cancel somebody,
no, that's fascinating.
Like, you're like Kanye is there now. You get
Did
to
you
a level where you can't get canceled.
Yeah, Jordan had the Hitler.
No,
her whole vagina was out at the last fashion show. That's
who are you talking about?
Right, Bianca. His wife.
Oh, she be naked. She be naked.
Well, like I don't know if she has a bush or whatever because the picture I saw was blurry, but. Her whole ass and vagina, but like a fur coat on top.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Good for her.
That's a joke.
Yeah,
like physical comedy.
Absolutely. And just the concept, because of how much women complain about discharge and stuff from their vagina, just having that out around a fur coat.
A specific type of woman.
Black women.
Never in my life complained about discharge.
Black women.
In front of mixed company.
I'll tell you all the time.
Discharge.
Yeah. She's all naked.
That is my constant. Thought every time I see her in one of these outfits,
yeah.
I'm like,
why don't we sing her pussy?
Well, no, I don't care about seeing her pussy. I'm like, what about the discharge?
See, people talk about discharge.
Well, because sometimes it's loose, so if it moves, you could like see that.
Well, Karen's skinny, so hers is dry.
No, that's honey. Not him. That's Bianca. No one's got a fat toto, so you know.
A what?
Fat vagina.
I thought you said flat. I thought you said flat.
I wonder if like that garment that she has on is so tight though that it really keeps it all in.
Yeah, or maybe you do something before you come out. I know strippers do stuff before they come out. Like if strippers aren't on their, but strippers, I know a lot of girls that dance on their period and they're like really good at like
holding it.
Yeah.
You could probably just they're really good at what?
Holding it in.
Splattering around.
They're moonwalking on their period blood.
Holding it in. This is a disgusting.
Or the ones who can't do it, they just turn the club into modern art.
Oh
God. It's
the menstrual. Jackson Pollock on the stage. Disgusting.
That's pretty. Jackson Pollock on it. That's pretty funny.
But I didn't know this about because I didn't pay attention to the Yeezy pods when they came out and like the release of all of that shit.
I'm sorry, I thought you said G-Eazy for a second. I got starstruck.
I got wet. Now, the Yeezy pods, the sock pod thing that he put out, you know what I mean? You know, he was selling them. He did exactly what the Comedy Store tried to get us to do. So remember they were like $200 to begin with? And then he lowered the price to 20. So everybody who bought him for 200 was like,
fuck you.
Yeah, like what the fuck, right? But apparently because he controls the thing, like he made, even off of $20, he sold like 266,000 pairs.
He sold so many.
Yeah. He still made like $19 million.
How much did they cost to make?
I don't know.
It's socks with pads on the bottom. It probably costs $1, $2.
I want to make get some socks with pads on.
So I say all of that to say, Sway had the answers the whole time.
Sway did have the answers.
That nigga told Sway, like, you don't have the answers. Sway was like, why don't you just do this shit on your own? Yeah.
No, but you'll saw Kanye. Fine. Kanye tweeted Sway did have the answers.
Oh, he did tweet that? Okay, good. I didn't know that. I'm glad to find that out, man, because that's wild that you went off on Sway.
Kanye
like
owned
that.
Up to that. That's why I always love Kanye, because he tweeted out. When that whole shit happened, when he went and did the thing that he did, Sway had to answer.
Yeah, people don't want to do it on their own. I had a conversation on SDR with Ralph and them, and they had Adam Conover on from Adam Ruins Everything, and he was talking about that same thing about, like, the strike. And it's like, well, dude, if you're rich, just do the thing on your own. And he's like, what? It's just like, fucking do it. He's like, no.
No, because it's a mindset, I feel like, that goes along with that, wanting to be, like, a part of a team, maybe.
What you mean as far as why people won't do shit independently without like an industry behind it?
Yeah, they want to have the like whatever badge of recognition of like writing maybe for a network or a show or this or that. Like
right.
We see where all
but that's what I'm saying. But everybody's complaining about getting fucked over doing that shit.
I mean, I agree with you. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
They were 2 hours.
I know. Get out of here. It's got hot.
I'm kidding. I'm fucking around. I'm a cunt. Just don't do that. Don't play devil's advocate. Don't bring up another side to the conversation, you stupid bitch.
Right. This is one-sided fights. Come on. You know what this is. You know how podcasts work.
You bully somebody.
They're one-sided
shut
verbal
your
fights.
Mouth. Shut your mouth.
Usually Geo.
Remember that on Step Brothers? Shut your mouth. Every time she tells her, shut your mouth. That made me laugh. Oh, shit. Will Ferrell.
Geo, your arm isn't getting tired holding that shit there like that?
A little bit now.
Yeah. Just because I mentioned it?
No, for a minute now.
A minute? All right. Let's see if we can get it longer. Can we put a timer on there? And I just want to see when Geo lowers the microphone. Are you resting
your
arm on anything?
Oh, you want me off
the mic? No. I want you to lift it so that you're totally supporting it with your shoulder. Don't rest it on
your
body.
You're activating all those muscles.
Don't rest it on your body at all.
I have all those muscles.
You don't think he's shredded like Ned Flanders under that sweater? Remember when Ned Flanders took his sweater off and he was fucking ripped?
You'd be surprised.
And Marge got all hot.
You'd be surprised, though.
Yo,
Marge
people
got hot.
People who
Marge
make
always had a body on her, though. No.
Underneath the thing?
Margie was the best out of them three sisters.
Yeah, other ones were gross.
Absolutely.
I would never fuck those cartoons.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's Ned. He looks like the first man, like, but then a nerd on top.
Yeah, I think a lot of Christian dudes are built like that. We were talking about that in the thing. What do you think about white Christians?
I took a CrossFit class in Ohio or in Idaho.
That sounds
certainly one of
sounds
those,
very religious.
Certainly one of those
okay.
States.
Crucifix?
Yep.
Yeah, okay.
That kind of cross.
No, CrossFit.
Like oh, okay.
CrossFit. Like yeah.
CrossFit. They were wearing a lot of crucifixes. Like, these guys were enormous. They were just like, they looked like they've been throwing around barrels of hay, like corn fed.
Jesus
like
Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that they probably don't masturbate a lot, so they're maintaining all that man seed. And then they're getting married and procreating pretty young.
Yeah, they have
trying to fuck make it righteous.
There's no quarter life or midlife crisis out there. Like those dudes, they pick a wife at 18 and they're like, yep, this is it.
Yeah, this is what I'm going to cheat on.
Yep. You think they cheat a lot out there?
No, I don't know. I hope so. Must be boring.
Who are they going to cheat with? Like we was in
the
Minneapolis.
Neighbor, the friend. You know, there's always scandals.
Yeah, you just cheat with other people's wives or you cheat with like the youngest local something that works at the whatever in town.
Yeah.
I just feel like they're so much more wholesome than that.
Nah.
We were in Minneapolis.
They're so human beings.
We were in Minneapolis, Minnesota, like last month. There's so many hotels out there. So many.
Really?
And you go like, this is just, it has to be just for cheating. Mm-hmm. There's no way people are vacationing in Minnesota.
Right.
This guy is definitely cheating on his wife.
The guy with the ponytail?
Yeah, look. Yeah, white Christian. Yeah. And the guy behind him.
Is that a cult?
No, this is white Christians.
This is, yes. Because I've been to mega churches like this. Yeah. My aunt moved down to Florida, and they would hand you a big Bible when you walked in. The preacher or whatever had like a megaphone or like a thing like this. And then there was big TV screens. It was so fucking weird. It was nothing like church like that I was used to, that I went to growing up.
Where do they even get the funding for that
That's
shit?
The thing. It feels like money everywhere. There's so many people. They're all dressed really nice.
Yeah.
Food and shit.
Like my kid goes to a church like that in Arizona. They've got people on the street directing traffic. Yeah. They've got two parking lots. Like
My mom does the audio at a mega church, and it's a black church. That's why I'm like, oh, this is cool.
It's probably more like a concert there. The white ones, it's not. It's a corny.
Nah,
it's
ain't
corny.
No drum set.
Yo, when your mom works at the church, does she still have to put money in a collection plate?
Or she does.
She does.
She does.
You're just saying that because you're on camera.
Doesn't complain about it.
Oh, she does.
Does she do 10% of her monies? 10% of her income.
I know this is gonna sound crazy,
dude. That's why I don't go to church anymore. I'd be giving away 10%.
10% of your income.
That's
crazy. You're supposed to give it away, 10%. And they would know your income, Cam.
Yeah, no shit.
They see it right there.
Yeah,
how many
subscribers
you got?
Would be in queue after
all right.
Queue.
I would sound.
I just want to say we've all been subscribing to Karen's feet, and we haven't seen anything happen here
Where
at the church.
Where is the ROI?
Nah, man. Nah, money she, church. Nah, she still tithes and offers. That's why we float the way we float. God be having us. It's not about the money. It's about where you do it. And if you do it, watch what happens. I've been floating for a very long time. I've been getting money where I shouldn't be getting money. I should be getting jobs that I don't get, but I get them. You know, I'll be able to give away sneakers to other motherfuckers and shit like that.
That sounds more like Illuminati and the devil, not
cause
God.
Because I'm fly.
That sounds like the
no,
dot.
He's floating on angel's wings.
Yeah.
No, how does that
somebody's
know?
Praying
nigga,
for
I didn't have to fuck nobody. Wasn't no blood sacrifice. No, that's that Illuminati.
No, that's what.
Illuminati, yeah.
He just had to save Julio's
nuts. This is exactly what DMX was talking about in Damien. Like, yeah, somebody came and talked to me. He said his name is Damien. He said, we're not like, and he wants to be my friend. Remember that shit?
That makes no sense to what I'm talking about.
That's exactly what we talk about.
No,
DMX, he did the song where Damien changed his life around. Damien.
Yeah. But
Damien,
yeah,
he Damien did good for
devil,
Damien.
But nah, my mom be in church, throw something in the basket, things be going good.
Okay. Trying to make a joke and play along with
it. I didn't see it where it went, nigga. I do not.
When you guys are vulnerable.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, nigga, that it just didn't go nowhere.
Yeah, you're right.
2 points. Wait, shut 2 points, nigga. 2 points.
Okay, Judge Judy.
2 points.
You guys, what do you think about Caitlin Clark? Did you guys see
Clark?
The Steph Curry shootout with the other girl, too?
He won. Like,
yeah,
I thought he was going to win.
No, he won, but she did really well.
She's supposed to do well.
She's a babe, too.
No, she's got a big head. Her head is crazy.
See her in her wedding dress. See her in her dress.
Her head is crazy.
Nobody's going to look good in a basketball uniform.
Dudes would rather fuck a chick in a basketball uniform than a wedding dress.
It's not that bad. It's like putting a curtain over a big stage.
But nah, man. Ionescu. Yeah, she's good. She's supposed to do that.
She fucked up, too. She could have done better. I think she could have won. Next year, she's got it.
Yeah.
But because in my mind of mine, everybody was setting it up like she going to win.
I know.
You talking about the chef.
I know.
You talking about the chef. You're not talking about nobody else. You talking about Steph the Chef Curry. What
if,
makes you think?
Because
she
win.
A girl?
What if,
get the fuck
what
out
if
of here.
He let her win? And then like the interview, he's like, I let her win.
But he wouldn't do that. He was going to win
he's
so he could do that
God.
Shoulder.
He's one of the most holy public figures I've
oh,
ever seen.
Oh, yeah, he's a holier thou dude.
And if he ever does anything bad or sinful, I'll be shocked.
Look at that head. Look at Aya. She got an Ionescu head.
The ponytail's tough. She's got a hot husband, though, I
What's
think.
Up,
speaking of man of God doing shit, did y'all see that thing Russell Wilson talking about when he met Ciara?
Yeah, God, that was weird.
God told him that future son was going to be his responsibility. And he knew, like, on their first date, he's like, I'm going to be a father to this kid.
And then Jay is going to make a verse about it. And then Jay-Z going to rap about it? Get the fuck out of here. That's stupid.
He said that? Did Jay-Z rap about
it?
God told him, he's like, you have a son in your future, and he mistook that shit.
You talking about the nigga that do Molly Percocet? His son going to be my son.
God told him.
He said, I met the kid, and he looked at me, and I was like, Yeah.
That's good. Not
weird.
On drugs.
That's weird.
Yeah, man. I have.
So basically,
wood,
God was like, "You're gonna be a stepdad.
Yeah.
You're gonna be a good old." Stepdad.
Although I went through that, I'm not gonna lie.
That's the game he ran on Ciara. Ciara told this story.
No.
Russell was in an interview. I can't find it right now.
God told Russell, "You're gonna be Future's son's stepdad."
But he said, "Like, yeah, he's like, God told me this before I even went on my first date."
I would
Sierra.
Be like, I'm not going to go on the date then. I want a kid.
Right? The fuck I look like? Moses? Huh? This shit ain't going to end well. I'm not trying to be Noah.
I'm not, or the dude that had to stay with Mary. Right?
Oh, Joseph. After.
Joseph had to become a stepdad.
He's like,
I always want to see
he's
a movie
like,
from his point of view.
Russell Wilson thought he was Joseph.
Joseph. Oh. That's what that.
Yeah. And who's God in this scenario?
That means
future.
Future's God.
Future is God.
Future's God.
Future, I just fucked your girl with some Gucci flip flops.
That's God. That's our Lord and Savior.
Although, that was Scottie Pippen.
Although
that was tour Scottie Pippen.
I know.
What do you guys think about Larsa Pippen and Michael Jordan's son?
They just split up.
That's dope.
Oh, that's right.
That was fun. That was a nice little 2023.
Larsa had a run. I saw her at MSG. She had the cat suit on. She had the cat suit on with her little BBL. And I was like, all right.
But see, this what else. Talking about at the beginning, Karen, young dudes are fucking older chicks like that for PlayStation 5s.
He's Michael Jordan's son.
And his dad wouldn't get him a PlayStation 5.
Like, what,
so he had
prison,
to go fuck
to
for it. What did you say?
I feel like Mike didn't give him nothing.
Yeah.
Go to the
prison.
He's
probably like one of like Jackie Chan, like one of those dads that are like, they won't give. Like,
oh, Jackie Chan, kids. Daughter, hate Jackie Chan,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah, yeah. Didn't he Chan, just.
Lesbian daughter.
Yeah. He Jackie disowned Chan. Her, right?
Yeah, because yeah. she was lesbian. And.
Yeah, she's not practicing her kung fu.
And. And yeah, and there was a whole blow up
different
about that.
From scissor kick.
Yeah, good job, Gio.
That was good. That was
good job.
Oh, 2 points. Shit.
2 points for Gio. Yeah.
But nah, that was a blow up. Like, yeah, the daughter came out looking all gay.
My father is the greatest action star, but we don't get shit. I'm broke. All that whole thing. Yeah, Jackie said, man, nah.
I don't know, man. I mean, you can't give your kids too much, man. If you give them stuff, they're not going to do well.
I agree with you 100%.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, trust fund kids, there's a huge suicide rate with a lot of them kill themselves. Because think about if you give somebody everything and they never have to work for anything, they're never going to be inspired. They're never going to have ambition. They're never going to feel like their accomplishments mean anything.
Yeah.
Even when they do accomplish something, people are like, yeah, but you got it because your fucking parents are rich.
You ever seen that documentary on HBO called Grown Up Rich?
No.
Scary.
Yeah, I
it
bet
was
they're
all weird.
Third generation,
weirdos.
Yeah,
all
third generation is
rich,
fucked, bro.
Like
Hillary Banks,
weirdo.
Yeah, bro. There's a dry cleaner at the bottom of my building that I go to, and I've decided, you know, I was getting some clothes altered down there. He can only do basic.
Taking in a dick space?
Yeah, that's it. I actually do double reinforce my crotch now to make sure that there's extra support. But this dude...
Is that a thing for real? I should probably do that. Because I don't like bulging. I really don't.
I said the same thing, Derek. I was like, that's a thing? You could reinforce your jeans?
Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't know that.
Reinforce jeans. I learned something from Dave every time.
Here's the thing. The guy, he's Asian, right? Now, I do this joke on stage where I talk about how I miss the old Asians. Like, I tell a Chinese person now, where's your grandmother? Because I can't work with you. You know what I mean? And
he's Japanese. He's like, oh, she was in Hiroshima.
Dude, but this dude, he says that. I got a wool coat that I'm like, yeah, I kind of want this shit taken in to fit better in the back. Can you do that? And he goes, nah, my grandmother used to know how to do that stuff.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, old Asians know how to do shit.
I saw the lady down by me in my neighborhood. She's an old Asian lady, but yeah, they're so good too. They're so fast.
Shout out.
Yeah, and she's probably got mad arthritis.
Shout out to the Asian man that took my suit in for the daytime Emmys that I lost. And from I lost to a Lupita on Zoom, and I knew she just had her drawers on.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she's sitting really? Here with her fucking panties on. Because I could tell. It was right. It was here up.
That's hot.
I was like, she's sitting... In her panties, winning an award. And I'm standing at the award show on green screen, looking like a whole asshole.
That's hilarious.
But I look like a well-dressed asshole because of the Asian dude that took in my suit.
Shout out to the Asians, man.
They know what they're doing.
Yeah, just one last hurrah before
you know how humbling that was?
Family sends you out in the street to collect cans, you know?
Yeah. Final stop.
It's a very weird thing that they do to their grandparents. I don't know what that is. Yeah, all right, we got to get ready to wrap this one up. But this was fun, man.
It was a fun time.
It was always fun.
This was great.
Karen Feehan, one more time. Where can they find you if they're looking for you online?
Check my podcast out. It's called Only Fiends. New episodes every Friday. Follow me on Instagram. And I post a lot of my road dates in my link tree because I'm not done fixing my website. But yeah, I'm in Michigan. I'm in Louisiana. Yeah,
so if you're in those places, please go see her. Very, very funny. Gio, where you at, buddy?
Jill Perez 86 on Instagram, and subscribe to On the Gate Podcast. On the Gate Podcast, YouTube, Instagram, all the same shit.
All right, no doubt, man. And for the people that are listening live on Gas Digital this weekend, we'll see you guys in Philadelphia. Do not be late. 7 o'clock, please be in there. We got a great show planned for you guys. And then everything after that. London, we'll see you guys on the 10th.
Yep.
On the 12th, whatever date that is. Get those tickets now. The tickets are moving, too. I appreciate everyone who bought their tickets already.
Shout out to the people in London.
Yo, that is dope.
Awesome.
I like the fact that we are at that stage where it's not just everyone walking up at the door. Although... I'm not going to say shout out, but a fuck you to all of my family members. I had 4 family members call me this week. What's the details about the show Saturday? Nick, you already know. You already, like, just get the tip.
I know my mom want to hook up.
Why do we have, but it's the call. I just need some more information. What's up?
I know mom.
Maybe they just want to talk to you, Dave.
Yeah, I don't want to just talk to people. I don't want to just talk.
That's right.
I'll be there.
David. He's being Larry David right now.
Oh, yeah,
now.
I fucking love Larry David. He's right all the time.
I love Larry.
Okay, it's hilarious.
We about to say R.I.P.?
Richard Lewis died today.
He did.
Did he?
He did die.
I didn't know that. I used to get bumped by him on talk shows.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
That's a brag. You're going to do a death brag?
Yeah, man. Celebrity death brag. No, man. I like you guys ever interact with celebrities right before they die, huh?
Hey, celebrity points. Death hey. Brag.
Yeah. Who have you? I've interacted with Bob Saget, Gilbert Gottfried.
Me too, Gilbert.
All of them right before they checked out.
Sticky Fingers Gilbert. He's a steal.
Oh, I thought you meant like he would touch you.
No. But they would give him like plastic cutlery at like the hotels and stuff because he would steal.
What? He's used to steal that shit.
Yeah, he had a hoarding problem.
This nigga's Uncle Frank from Home Alone 2.
Like little salt and pepper packets, like all organized. Yeah.
Shout out to all the girls who grew up on Little Mermaid. You're all hoarders now.
Look at this thing. Aren't they neat? Why are there crumbs under my feet?
A thingamabob, a jigamaroo. Bitch, if you don't shut up.
There's a cucumber stuck in my pussy, I think.
This doesn't belong to you. It belongs to me.
Hey, let her finish the song. I'm just fucking her.
All right, this has been a dope one. No need for apologies. Thanks for tuning in. Peace out. This episode of No Need for Apologies was performed in front of a studio full of people that were half listening while they were working on something else.